B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening. You were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Joe Sullivan going to join us to talk about the NCAA tournament, maybe a George Mason situation this year, maybe a very low seed doing something.
I hope so. I need a Sister Jean filter on my Twitter feed.
Jesus, that's enough.
Yeah. Listen, I understand that she's a fan favorite, but everyone is tweeting pictures and stories about Sister Jean.
But guys, she's a nun that goes to basketball games.
It's a neat story.
It just happened 4 years ago. This just happened.
Wait. 4 years after the first time for it to be every other news story on my timeline.
What do you not get? She is a human being that's going out to public events.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, what about that is not captivating to you?
That's a good point.
That she is enjoying basketball. If I'm her, I'm like, what's the big deal? I'd like going to basketball games. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's old and she can get around. She should be happy. Off the air, one of the members of the show was telling us that they had a relative that was very old and decided to get plastic surgery because they wanted to look good in their casket.
That's a motivation I hadn't thought of.
But if you're,
if you're shot in the face, you know, then it really kind of blows all that.
Well, that's closed casket situation. Now you're really. But if you are someone in their will, are you like super pissed at that point?
That they use that money on
like what? You can't take it with you. No, you can't. Give it to me.
Yeah. See, give me the plastic surgery after I'm dead. Then maybe you'd have to go through the grueling, you know, suffering and the horrible feeling in your face and the injections. You know, do when you're dead. They can get, you know, fix you up nice.
Yeah, but that's people still money out of someone else's pocket, Rich.
If you request plastic surgery after you're dead, that's a wish going unfulfilled. That is a wish. That I'm pocketing that money.
Yeah, have you ever been to a wake where the casket 1,000% should have been closed?
No.
Oh, I have. It's not good.
No.
Oh, it's not good. It's like, it looks like a doll.
Yeah, and you're Catholic because my grandparents on my mother's side are Catholic, were Catholic. And my grandmother's wake, it was just the casket was open and I was there for 10 hours just in a room with my dead grandmother. I mean, what is that all about? Like, what is that supposed to accomplish?
Yeah, I don't care if I look like, you know, Brad Pitt in his prime when I die. I want it closed. I don't want anyone to, that's just, it's never a good thing. That's not how you want to see someone. I mean, I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm not wild about the whole wake situation either. I don't know why it's necessary that everyone congregate in a really sterile place that no one wants to be and just sit in a room with my dead body. That's why you got to get burned up. You got to get cremated. That's the way to go.
We had the casket and the cremation with my father. So it's like, you know, you have the casket and then you go to the crematorium.
Well, that's the thing. It's a mix. If it's an immediate relative and you feel that it would be a measure of closure to have the body, I'm in no position to tell you that that's not the way. All I know is I've never been at a wake where I went, thank God this wake's happening. Like, you know, and I've had, you know, grandparents. I loved my grandparents. They were phenomenal people. But I was not one to go like, this is a fun day. Like, this is awful. And then my grandfather saw my grandmother and he started flipping out and I'd never seen him cry before. And then, you know, it's not good. I didn't like it. That's see, Jewish people, they got it right. For you just you bring them food and then you go and you sit around, you have a few drinks. Mm-hmm. There's no dead body in the house.
I have a weird thing about potlucks, like people who just bring their own food. It's almost like a phobia. I don't like.
Well, because you go to these goyish ones. If you go to like a good Jewish, what is it called again?
Sitting shiva.
Sitting yeah. shiva.
If I you bet go it's to awesome.
A, if you go to a good, that's great. But if you go to a good shiva, like they'll have a bar.
Yeah.
And like you know, people bring in bagels from like Rosenfeld's or something, you know.
You don't have to go anywhere. Everyone comes over to your house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That sounds okay. There's two things that I've got a weird fear of regarding the food, and that is one, I don't like potlucks when everyone brings their food and puts it on a table. And for some reason I can't eat in a church. And growing up Catholic, that was really tough
because it's like a strip club.
Mass, they would have pretty like much you, the same, yeah, same you don't want
like I won't eat at a strip club. Even though it's the finest steakhouse in town, that's as right. they always say.
Legs and eggs out the window.
Out
can't
the
do
window,
it.
Sure. No. But there's like a church must. It's like I just imagine when I was a kid, we would go downstairs and there'd be like, you know, all this big breakfast spread with donuts and all. I couldn't eat it even when I was a kid because there was this weird church must in the air that would infect the donuts that to this day I still can't shake. I can't eat in any kind of church function, whether it's like a pasta night that the.
Well, hey, oh, now those are fight words because now Adam 12. Who would put like, hey, like the Woburn Church is having spaghetti night? And I'm like, what are you homeless? Like who's going to church on a Wednesday night for a spaghetti supper? You poor ass prick. Like
it's about community, Fred. It's not about eating food.
That is for homeless people.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea, first of all, a spaghetti supper is the church trying to use like every dollar they have to help the community. And here's Adam 12 dragging his family into this church supper.
12's got to be Catholic like me, because that happens all the time. It's like the Knights of Columbus always having like spaghetti night.
We have that in our neighborhood, sure.
Oh, yeah. That's
Wednesday.
Like something, that's like a
Wednesday.
Normal thing.
That's and there's Wednesday just in this, the spring, yeah.
Yeah, and there's this weird thing in me that inside of any kind of church building, I can't eat food. It's just, there's something weird, and I can't do it. It's the church air must that is permeating your food. I can't do it.
It's just when Adam 12 would put up on the internet that he was going, like, he was like, hey, everyone, and be like a digital flyer, a spaghetti supper at, you know, Woburn, you know, Catholic, whatever. And I'm like, do you want me to just give you money, dude? Like, you're begging for money. I mean, this is something for homeless people.
Yeah, that's just part of the culture, man. There's always pasta night.
A big, big bowl of pasta in the middle of the room. It's like, because you could have the world's biggest bowl of pasta. You're still not paying $10.
The only thing worse than the pasta is the sad salad that they've got. It's like pasta and this giant bowl of sad salad that you're supposed to put next to your pasta and then
and like white bread,
sad garlic.
And no, that's perfect because the salad has like one radish in it and like a couple of stringy carrots.
Oh, it's like a pizza place where they just take a head of iceberg lettuce, chop it into a quarters, jam it in a bowl with like whole olives.
You
like
are disparaging pizza places.
One tomato. One cherry tomato at the bottom. Yep.
Crisp lettuce with one, you're right, one cherry tomato and like a sad slice of onion or something.
Yep,
like,
that's right.
And like you're lucky if you get that sad slice of onion.
That's the pizza place one, but the potluck with the salad next to the bowl of pasta, not good. Not good at all.
I just picture Adam in there with the transients and everyone there, and Adam with his family like, this is a great night out. It's not for you. You have a job.
See, I've gone with my grandpa to the VFW, and that rules. Like, they kill it. Like, they hire somebody to go back
there.
Well,
that's a bar.
And they go, like, that's, it's basically a bar, right? It's essentially your own private bar.
Yeah, it's a bar with cheap booze.
Yeah. So that is something that I'm all in on. It's not just the communal gathering deal. It's for some reason, it's like at the church, it's weird. I can't do it. I'm like the Damien from The Omen. When I get anywhere near it, I start like,
See, outside of Sundays, church is really for homeless people. I mean, if they're feeding you, I mean, that's charity. I mean, that's a charity situation.
It's usually a fundraiser. It's usually done as a fundraiser.
No. These were full on just come and eat. Like, we'll fill your belly. This is what Adam was going through.
Okay.
He's been employed the whole time.
I know.
I mean, he's a good friend of mine. I know he has. Listen, he's not rich, but he's got. I don't know if he needs the church to feed him. Yeah, he's over there at that church eating the free food and like the Wonder Bread and everything else under the sun. You can't get enough of it. And that and walking in the bleak woods. And now it's almost like a dare because he knows I make fun of him on the air because he goes.
Oh, he's still hiking? He's still doing
the thing?
He
goes into this most depressing woods in the history of the world and he takes pictures like he's doing something enjoyable. And now I know he's doing it to screw with me because he does it every single day.
The nature
every
shot of the trees.
Every single day.
Yeah.
These desolate, like, four trees and this, like creek that's made of the Lord's pee. It's just awful.
You don't know, Fred. You don't know. You got to live that lifestyle, man. You got to go out there and just breathe in the fresh air. It's invigorating. Take pictures of branches with no leaves in it. It's something that awakens you from the inside out, Fred. It enriches you.
Listen,
it gets rid of a chin.
Well, if that was the case, I always go to the wishing tree and wish for a new chin.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wishing for. If there was a magical forest where I said, could you give me a chin? Now that I am on profile, David, go ahead.
Hey, a couple of commentaries on what you guys are talking about. First of all, Freddie, you're 100% right. Any guy who gets plastic surgery, I swear it never looks right.
Yeah.
That was me who actually said that.
Yeah.
So.
See, I'm feeling that you, I'm feeling
rich, yeah.
You got to take a shot. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, with the, you're right 100% about the church dinners. Those are pretty bad. pretty much 9 times out of 10. And the last thing, have you guys heard the clip on Family Guy that I'm talking about pizza shops
yes.
in New England making salads?
Yes, it's the best. It's like, what do you want to do?
Well,
aren't we supposed to take this out of the iceberg lettuce, this root? No! Put it in there. It's still good. And what do you want to do with this can of olives? Just throw a handful in.
Throw it in there.
It's a nice. And then what's the dressing? This isn't in Family Guy, but what's the dressing? Oh, I don't know. Oil.
That's right.
Could be Let's anything. Just give it, and then we'll give them a side of oil. We'll just put a nice wedge of iceberg lettuce with a couple of whole olives, maybe a half a tomato, and then a nice big side of oil.
Yeah.
Which Enjoy.
Is still 1,000 times better than church pasta night salad bowls.
Well, I contend that you're not supposed to be at church outside of Sundays. That's when they put the show on. Everything else, unless there's like AA or like an Al-Anon situation going on there, I get it. But in terms of the church isn't supposed to be feeding you if you have a job. It seems like Adam was wiggling his way into somewhere he wasn't supposed to be. Big old bowl of pasta. Have at it, you and 18 bums. It's like going to the soup kitchen. But he loves it. He loves that, and he loves taking pictures of the outside, dragging his kids around in that forest. It's not even a forest. It's just a ramshackled woods in the snow.
Ew.
Yeah. And then these bleak pictures. He said, I don't need this in my life. I need pictures of people having a good time. I don't need you standing in the woods with
things
that beard.
Have been bleak enough over the last year. We don't need pictures of
it. Yeah, it's just him living in bleakness is what Adam does. All right, we'll eventually get to these, what we got here?
Armpits. These
armpits. Mm-hmm. But Joe Sullivan, all right, well, everyone's bracket is, except for John's, seems to be out of there. I had Illinois winning it all, which I'm sure everyone cares about, and I had Texas. I didn't pay any attention to what I was doing, but Illinois seemed like a good team, and they lost. And so now it's the Oral Roberts. It's the
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a bunch of garbage teams still playing. We'll talk to Joe Sullivan. Maybe he can make heads or tails of this in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh!
Now, you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the radio.com app.
You are locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
What a great job, Loyola.
Incredible.
Yep.
Another fairy tale ride is underway for Loyola Chicago.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The NCAA tournament has been very exciting. Even games like the dumb Arkansas game, kid can't make a layup at the end of it.
Very happy about
what
that.
Pool? What are you in the Beasley? How much do I owe Beasley?
I'm not in the Beasley pool.
$10.
$10.
Not in.
Yeah, that's to get in.
Well, I'm saying it's illegal, so I can't do it.
Just tap
not
on
in the Beasley. That's right. That's illegal gambling. All right. Well, anyway, I had Illinois because I'm sure everyone cares. I had Illinois winning it all, and I had Texas in the Final Four, and I don't know anything about Texas, but they did lose, yes. And Illinois lost.
Who's the guy from Illinois who looks like the dude from Super Troopers? He's got the mustache and everything. He looks just like
the big center?
Heffernan. Kevin Heffernan. Yeah, it looks just like him.
Well, there's a guy on the Chicago team, too, that has a mustache and is a big goon.
That's from, the mustache is from, what, 1962?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, a big guy?
Yeah, one of the co-captains. Right. Maybe it is Loyola Chicago. That's right. Yeah. I think it might be that guy.
He's one of the co-captains, yes.
Yeah, he did a press conference after the game because I was like, this dude plays? Yes.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't look like he's huge anywhere near a basketball court.
He's pretty good.
He's been very good.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show you. When you have a roster, when you only have to field, really only have to play 6-7 kids, you can compete against anybody. It's not like football where you got to field a team of 100 kids.
They dominated Illinois for most, if not all, of that game. It was great to watch.
And you figured that some of those kids played against each other growing up and – you know, the kids that got into Illinois were considered the elite recruits. And
Cameron Krutwig is his name. Okay. That's the guy. And you're right. You see him, you're like, whoa, this dude's playing in this game? And I know. He's good.
It looks like a guy you'd see on the end stool at a bar.
Actually, he's supposed to be the number two pick in the draft. I didn't know that.
All right.
Yeah. Joe Zolovan, he's covering college basketball. We love having him on the NCAA tournament. He's with the Globe, of course. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Sullivan, I take it you didn't see a lot of this coming. I'm taking it, I guess. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, yes, Fred. I would never pretend that I would predict that this many upsets would happen. It's nearly a record-setting year. I think, as I'm looking down at my notes here, there were four 13 or lower seeds that advanced from the first round, which is the most ever. And then when they started the second round, there was 9 double-figure seeds still alive. And we also had Oral Roberts, a 15 seed, advancing to the Sweet 16. It's only the second one to ever do it. The other one was Florida Gulf Coast. You might remember them.
Dunk City.
That fake school.
Yeah, that's like a fake school like Grand Canyon.
Is that Dunk City? Florida?
Yeah.
Florida Gulf Coast. That's Dunk City. They built the campus around the basketball arena.
So Grand Canyon, I think, won in the first round. They did, but it was a close game. Yes, Grand Canyon had a close game. They did. I know they did because I watched it. And Grand Canyon is one of these internet schools, and I can tell you this. I would put money, because there was a bunch of attractive young women in the audience with Grand Canyon shirts on.
Well, they got paid to be there.
That they got flown
in. Absolutely got paid to be there.
It's like a Hooters in Indianapolis.
That's what that was.
They flew every hot chick from Hooters.
Yeah.
That whole Grand Canyon thing was I don't know if they paid them, but they paid for the girls to go there. I guarantee it. Because I'm like, that school like advertises – like during the Golden Girls on logo, that's no school.
That's the same school.
You're thinking of the University of Phoenix. There are two of them.
No, I'm thinking of Grand Canyon University.
No,
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Joe, there is a Grand Canyon one that is an internet school. This isn't it, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It's 75% of their enrollment is online. I looked it up.
Fred's right. It's a for profit college, so to speak, and. But they do have a campus, yes.
They have a campus, sure. And
But Fred's right. This is how they do their business. And they've invested quite a bit in the basketball program. And their original coach was Don Marley, who was the NBA player with the Suns.
Yep.
And now it's Bryce Drew, whose younger brother is the coach of Baylor and who was a great player. I think they're committed to being good, but they're not quite there yet. But they did make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, the graduation rate is 32%, ladies and gentlemen. So congratulations to that weird-ass Grand Canyon school. All right, Oral Roberts is a terrible school too, full of awful people. But they're here too. But it just goes to
Hey, Fred, I've been saving this fact for you. So the Oral Roberts, they have two very good players, and one of them, Ken Obernorn, is how you pronounce it, is that had two great games. His parents run one of the super churches in Rosenberg, Texas,
yeah,
where thousands of people come to church, and the 10 a.m. I looked this up. You and I on the internet all weekend, Fred, and they have a healing service on Sunday morning.
Jesus,
that's one of those laser churches, right? You know, where they've got like a laser show and a rock band.
I think you're right. Yes, it's. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but it's unusual. But the God bless him. He's a great player.
Yeah, his parents driving away from that church in a Bentley, not paying taxes. Yeah, it's great. All right. When we look at what's going on, I always think back to George Mason, another commuter school, but I always think back to George Mason making the Final Four. Is there a team that you see, Joe, that could do this, one of these?
Yeah. I think anyone who saw Loyola yesterday and your favorite player, Krautwig, would have to say that team played well enough to make the Final Four after they really outplayed Illinois, who... It was a national championship contender. That was one of the best coaching preparations I have ever seen and executed by, really good players. They're not great players, but they just executed the game plan where, especially defensively, that was really an awesome performance. And what I see in the rest of their bracket is Oregon State's left, who is a 12 seed. Syracuse was an 11 seed, but looking very dangerous. And Houston looked terrible yesterday. They were, lucky to get out of Rutgers should have won. They just really blew the game at the end. That's who's left to prevent Loyola from going to the Final Four. And so I think it's legitimate to say they could return.
Okay. Gonzaga it looks very good. Baylor looks very good.
Yeah.
Are they heads and tails above everyone right now, or are you still like Michigan? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, so I think you're right. I think Gonzaga and Baylor really stand above the rest of the crowd, as they have all season. Baylor had that little setback because they did get COVID-19 positive tests, but they look like they've returned to their form. And so I'm still thinking Alabama out of the East, the last region, based on what we saw. But they have an interesting game against Maryland today, so we'll see what happens there.
All right, Joe, so for all the people who, like me, were flipping around this weekend, and I really didn't know much about it, most of these teams, is there a player that is must-watch television right now, a player that you see in this tournament that you know is going to be an absolute stud, or at least is one of the more entertaining players in this tournament?
I have one.
Besides Krautwig.
Yeah, besides Krautwig,
anyone without a mustache,
beacon of hope for all of us,
like a tall guy from Iowa, perhaps.
Oh, Garza, he loves Garza. Yeah,
I do love Garza. He is, this beast of a man who just really overpowers people in the low post. But he makes a few threes. I think Garza is immensely entertaining and kind of an old-fashioned player that I like for an old guy. I like it. Me and Bob Ryan love him. We exchange text messages during the game. How about that move by Garza?
Right, exactly. How about that fundamentally sound move by Garza?
Yeah.
Don't need to be flashy.
Is Boeheim's kid a pro prospect at all? Because he certainly has been electric in this tournament.
I'm glad you brought him up, Fred, because going into this tournament, I thought – in terms of what you would write about the tournament, you just make fun of him for being the coach's son. And I've got to stop doing that. He is he's one of the best players in his tournament. He's a deadly shooter, and he's got great size. He's like 6'6". We talked last week about the Celtics needing a shooter and how I like the Gonzaga guy, Corey Kispert. I think we got to think about Buddy Boeheim as being an NBA player at 6'6", a shooting guard. He really is a legit player. And you know what? You look at him when the camera gets on him after he plays. He seems to really enjoy himself. He's kind of a happy-go-lucky guy.
Well, he had won 1-on-1 at the end of that game yesterday. And, they were flirting with screwing it up. And he had a smile on his face. And he sunk both.
Yeah, exactly. He's really come on to where he's a junior. So he could come out. I don't know if he will or not. But he's been spectacular. And once again, They're in that same bracket with Loyola. They could make the Final Four the way they're playing. I mean, they really took apart West Virginia early in the game yesterday, and West Virginia really never recovered.
All right, so as things stand now, it sounds like you like Baylor, Gonzaga, you like Alabama.
Yes.
And then you go to the Midwest, and things are crazy. Who do you like out of the Midwest?
I think I'm going to take Loyola, based on what we saw yesterday.
All right. So Loyola, Chicago, coming out of the Midwest, that would be crazy. Then you get Alabama, then it's chalk up there in the West and the South. All right, Joe Sullivan, read him in the Globe. We always appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, boys.
All right, there you go. Yeah, the Grand Canyon's one of those for-profit Christian colleges that advertises. And they had these chicks in the stands, and I'm like, oh, man, come on.
Not a chance.
Are they wearing, like, Grand Canyon University?
Yes. Of course they are.
Yes.
It's not worth it if they're there if they're not wearing Grand Canyon shirts.
And they were on TV a lot because they were, I mean, they weren't, like, in bikinis or anything, but they were, like, attractive young women. And me thinks that they were flown out there, that Grand Canyon University knew exactly what they were doing. But Dan did exactly what I did. Their graduation rate's under 40%. Their online is 75% of their, like, they have 50,000 students online. Their acceptance rate is like 99%. It's one of those schools. And Oral Roberts is a bunch of lunatics over there, too. As much as I like the lower seeds winning, I really can't stand Oral Roberts. I hope they lose to Arkansas, who should just beat them up. Arkansas is very physical, from what I saw yesterday. Now I'm a big expert on everything that's going on, but it was an exciting day, an exciting tournament so far. Certainly a lot of close games. Some blowouts at the top, but other than that, and as John said on Twitter, you got Wisconsin out, which is good, and you got Virginia out.
I mean, my goal, if you really like college basketball and you're the casual fan, the quicker you get rid of teams like Virginia and Wisconsin, and even Syracuse with that boring-ass 2-3 zone, that's just a recipe to go to sleep on your couch watching those teams play.
This Syracuse team, though, is scoring. It's not like when they beat Michigan State a couple years ago, just, you know, holding them to, like, 5 points.
No, it's fun. It's a nice story. Buddy Boeheim playing for his dad and the whole thing about, Jim Boeheim, I saw, did an interview with CBS saying, you know, it's my wife who forced him into basketball. I had nothing to do with it at all. Okay.
Well, Boeheim's like 80, and he's got a kid in college. Oof.
Got three in college.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. So much for the second marriage being a nice vacation.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we can do some of the Armpits of America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why not? Here we go. 1 foot in. All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it's that time.
Let's do it.
No. Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Oh. Say yeah.
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Indeed, they can have you cut your beard and force you to eat it, among other things. Rich, you will name a story, we'll guess the place, and then we will investigate the story. What's going on?
It's a true story from somewhere in this great nation of ours, and I will give you three choices as to what armpit it occurred in. And you get all the bragging rights if you get it correct. So let's start with story number one. An all-time awful boss pays his employees last paycheck with over $1,000 in oil-covered pennies in his driveway. Did that happen in Florida, Alabama, or Georgia?
I thought it happened here. That happened in Georgia.
Has it happened? Did it happen here too?
No. I know this story. I thought it happened here. I read the story wrong.
I'm going with Florida. I'm saying Florida.
Freddie T gets this one. That happened in Georgia. Let's go to the tape, shall we?
Worker says his disgruntled boss paid him his final paycheck in pennies, nearly $1,000 worth of coins dumped in his driveway. Tonight, CBS 46's Jamie Kennedy speaking with the owner of A-OK Walker Luxury Auto Shop to get his side of the story.
Well, nothing speaks of luxury. Now I want to send all my luxury vehicles to this lunatic. Good job. Well thought out. And by the way, quite the prank. All right, well, now you're paying to get it all picked up. Now I'm going to sue you for all the damages that you've done, and now you owe me, like, quadruple the money that you would have in the first place.
Or how about you made a news story out of it, and everyone now knows what an a-hole your company, you know, is run by.
That is a nice little side dish to it. So, in like, you dumped the penalties on, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, go, oh, boy, I guess this is how I'm getting paid. Like, no, all right, well, I'm calling the police. I'm getting a lawyer. You will pay for my legal fees. And I am the least litigious person in the world. I have never sued anyone. But this is, I mean, what am I going to take this? No. Like, okay, good. You just put a lot of effort out there to do nothing. All right, here we go.
To get his side of the story.
Probably $1,000 worth of pennies and a little love note.
Those pennies dumped at Andreas Flatten's house in the middle of the night as a form of payment for his final check from A-OK Walker Luxury Auto Shop, according to him.
Now, I like all the pennies just floating around the auto shop.
That's a good point.
As I have my McLaren, it needs to be fixed. I believe there's a problem with the digital display. Here is 1,000 pennies. How many people did you inconvenience for this thing? How'd you get the pennies?
What if you're the guy, like, oh, let's say he went to a bank. I mean, this is an entire wheelbarrow full of pennies, which I've worked at a bank. I don't think we had a wheelbarrow full of pennies sitting around.
Yeah, like, what did you just tell him no?
How much time did it take you to do this, right?
Like, at a bank, can't you say no? I think you can, right? You worked at one.
I mean, you have a right to just say, we have to keep some of the pennies. It's not like a legal,
right?
You don't have to give them all of your pennies.
Yeah,
no.
It's not like the customer can just demand whatever they want. I mean,
sure. You had to make multiple stops. What a pain in the ass for this guy.
Or this guy is just like OCD king and has kept every penny for his entire life. And never went to the coin star. He didn't want to give that percentage up.
Yep.
They're also covered in oil.
They're covered in something.
Now I can't use them. Ooh, now you really got me. Because I was going to sift through them all.
In oil.
They're covered in something. Don't know what it is, but it smells funny.
Andreas says he left the auto shop because of a toxic work environment. The man behind the stunt, according to Andreas, is the auto shop owner, Miles Walker, and it seems like he's not the only one who left because of working conditions.
And while working for him, he was my manager, pardon my language, but he said, you think you have a bigger than any of the boys? Well, we're going to prove that right now, and decided to de-pants me in the lobby and thought it was funny.
Yeah, he's a prankster.
That's what? In jail.
Yeah,
that's in jail.
He's a prankster.
Oh. I mean, that's like, I mean, I can't Holy think crap. Of a worse boss.
I think that's a 3-martini lunch right there.
Oh, that is jail time.
That is coming back from a 3-martini lunch. This guy.
How is that not the story? The story isn't the pennies anymore. The story is that he pulled a woman's pants
what
down.
What editor said, let's leave that for the second minute.
So now, wait a second.
Now that's the story.
Careful. Now every time I pull Nick's pants down over that ample derriere, I got to get it to go to the jail. Come on.
Can you imagine working for someone like this? Like, I mean, just, you know, everything's a prank?
I don't know. I'd just be surrounded in luxury all the time with all these luxury automobiles that are everywhere.
The other employees I spoke with say they, too, experienced a toxic environment.
I'm ripping up people's paychecks, their last check, in front of their face and tell them, get out of here.
I spoke with Walker in person about the pennies and recorded the conversation.
May I ask you at all about the pennies? Do you know anything about that?
I know tons about it. What's wrong with it?
So did you drop the pennies over at that person's house?
I don't know if I did that or not. I don't really remember.
You
don't doesn't matter.
Did it or not?
He got paid. That's all that matters. He's a f***ing weenie for even bringing it up.
It seems like
Yeah.
It's a weenie. This guy uses the word weenie.
He's a Weisenheimer.
This guy sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine this guy was difficult to work for.
There's no one who's had a boss as bad as this. Like, no. I mean, other than, of course, like abuse or what. I mean, this guy, well, I mean, he has abuse. He pulled the person's pants down.
No.
In the middle of the thing.
No, I've never had a boss like this. But we shouldn't even have pennies, to be honest with you. Why the hell are they even pennies? Round everything up. Give everyone a break.
It seemed like too much of a stretch to ask for a penny for his thoughts.
Why is he a weenie for bringing it up?
Because he is, and because you guys give him a platform. I just told you exactly what I had to say. You guys are what's wrong with the world. Get the f*** off my property.
Okay? Fake news. Liberal media.
This guy is weenie. I mean, okay, if you had a problem with one of your employees,
yes,
wouldn't you want to just make that go away as fast as you could? Yes. Get in the paycheck and leave. Now you've got to deal with all of these people, and they've got to come back. Like, tearing up someone's paycheck, well, you got to make them a new one. So you just extend your time with this person that you hate.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the whole penny thing is you didn't think it through, because it's never going to end that way. I mean, the guy's not going to go out and pick up all the pennies. I mean, you didn't think it through. All you did was cause more problems for yourself. But then again, I was complimenting her. This lady's got a bigger Johnson than half the fellas in here. Let's see what's doing. All right, Rich, what's
apparently
next?
People know this guy. Someone who tweeted us, and they said the community is completely revolted against him and will drive him out of town. I would think so. Yeah. I would think that's something you would do, seeing that he should probably be in jail for the first thing.
Yeah, well. Who knows? All right. What's going on, Rich? What's
all right. Our next story. A car slams into the side of a business. The driver at fault? A dog. Did that happen in Michigan, Wisconsin, or South Dakota?
Oh. Well, in South Dakota, I believe they give animals licenses, so I'm going to say that's South Dakota.
All right. I was going to say it. I'll say Michigan just to be different.
You're both wrong. Hey, let's go to Wisconsin. And before you start it, are you ready for Wisconsin local television at its best?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Are we going to hear a little accent action here, maybe? Let's hear it.
Bark with laughter. A dog in Door County is being blamed for crashing a vehicle into a shop in Sturgis.
Well, they had to wake the guy up. I mean, let the guy sleep.
What time of day is this exactly?
Sleepy LaBeef. It's time to read the news, sir.
A dog, apparently. I mean, where the hell is this story? Come on, guys. I was asleep.
Vic Fangio, what are you doing here?
I'll tell you what I'm doing here. I'm just gathering those drafts. I put the kid's hands in a vice and say, tell me when. And then when I hear the crack, I know they're good for the team. I put him in worse situations than Vic Fangio.
Fangio is the newscaster now.
Yeah, I put the kids in the draft in worse situations.
How would you do that?
Well, I say I put one live round in the chamber. One live round in the chamber, kid. Micah Parsons, you think you're going to be an NFL linebacker? Mow. Shoot.
That seems kind of dangerous.
I play Russian roulette with these bastards.
You shouldn't do that.
That's not good.
You're gonna play for my team.
News anchor. What's breaking today, Nick Fangio?
I'll tell you what's breaking. A bunch of candy ass news stories. Tell me when someone dies.
Okay, all right.
I want to see blood, baby. That's what sounds.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Bark with laughter. A dog in Door County is being blamed for crashing a vehicle into a shop in Sturgis. That's right. As Aisha Morales tells us, it's 6.
What?
That's just sounds.
Yeah, I don't like to separate my words.
He's like sleepy Steve Brule.
Yeah. I don't like dead air. No, I don't like pauses. That's very honest.
Mike, find me more of this guy. Any more of this particular anchor.
Well, it's the 3:30 a.m. newscast.
That's McGee.
That's
right. Eddie McGee.
This Grand Theft Doggo, things could have gotten a whole lot worse.
It was just another day at work for Megan Lundahl, owner of the Pearl of Door County in Sturgeon Bay, when suddenly...
was facing this way, and boom!
It's like they're all on laughing gas. They're all just step behind.
Everything seems slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
Like we're playing it at the wrong speed, almost.
They're all like in molasses.
Jeep just bam, right into the window, right into the root chakra.
Turns out the perpetrator is 5-year-old Callie, an Australian shepherd, who, according to Sturgeon Bay Police, was waiting at this gas station for her owner, who was inside a local bakery. But Callie had plans of her own.
With bad cellular service, I said, wait a minute, I think you said a dog drove into the building. And she said, no, you heard it right.
So I moseyed on over.
This is Fargo.
So I said, if you saw anything, to call it in. So I called it in.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
With Z's coming out of them.
Exactly. Right. It's all like, it's like a town of Beetle Baileys.
Oh, Wisconsin's the best. Yeah. No one's in a rush to do anything.
Oh, no. These people are just like, oh, you know what? A dog was driving.
Except for TV anchor Vic Fangio.
Yeah, TV anchor Vic Fangio. I'll use my three good fingers to jam your eye sockets into your brain.
Somebody said, I'm expecting this guy to show up.
My man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Yeah. Hey, slow down, punk. What's you running for? Did you hear about the high school kid? He broke the 20-minute mile.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Now you got me thinking back. I'm having flashbacks, Fangio. I was in Korea. All
right. Somebody said, excuse me, are we just going to ignore the fact they called the dog the perpetrator? Oh, yeah, they're just warming up.
He didn't call it the perpetrator. He goes,
so, of course, a thousand jokes happen, like, boy, is his rates going up, or... you know, did he have any prior convictions?
A bit of a crazy start to the day, but no humans or dogs were hurt. Everyone remains positive about the situation.
She didn't even say it right. If you're going to do the bad pun, positive.
People from Wisconsin are incapable of having that inflection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Positive.
So they just, yeah, she just went, they're positive. Get it?
Spell it out from church, come on. If you're going to do it, go all the way, honey.
Despite this Grand Theft Doggo, things could have gotten off.
Grand Theft Doggo. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get it? You get it? I made a funny joke. Hey, guys. What if I'm in Liberty suspended to keep a pants on?
I mean, dude, Fred, it's like...
I've got one bullet. It's got your email address on it. Don't make me hit you. Don't make me sense. Why did you cross the road to the other side?
I can listen to that guy talk. I just need him speaking. Like, he's not even attempting to put words together.
I got a tweet here from a guy. I don't know if this is true or not. This is the 5 o'clock news. This isn't early in the morning.
Of course it is.
This guy sounds like this after he's been awake for 8 hours.
Hey, when was he? It's 28 days old. Was full of holes, was the holes of my response.
I need you to go back. I want to hear the beginning. We're running out of
time. We're running out of time.
I just want to hear the rest of it's great, but I want to hear the beginning of
it. Look at my ways right now.
Bark with laughter. A dog in Door County is being blamed.
Bark with laughter.
He was trying to say bark with laughter?
Yeah, bark with laughter. I just bark with laughter. Get it?
Bark with laughter. A dog in Door County is being blamed for crashing a vehicle into a shop in Sturgeon Bay. That's right, as Aisha Morales tells us.
Oh, my it's God.
A rabbi for a fact.
It's all rolling downhill real quick. Man.
Poker lever.
I'm going to go chop it on that. Just keep away from it.
For sure.
All right, we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.